One of the biggest but least covered stories of the year came out of a radio station in Sacramento last week. Sportscaster Grant Napier, who was fired 5 years ago for tweeting, "All Lives Matter," is back at work, taking over the weekday afternoon slot on Fox Sports' local station. The man will make a living again. Napier was canned by KHTK 1140 after 32 years with the station after tweeting, "All Lives Matter, every single one," in June 2020. June 2020, does that ring a bell? That was the summer a few Orthodox Jews in New York City were harassed by the police for not wearing COVID masks while tens of thousands of unmasked Black Lives Matter protesters were allowed to march unprotected and in flagrant violation of social distancing rules. Does that ring a bell? After the death by asphyxiation of George Floyd at the hands of a white policeman in Minneapolis on May 25, 2020, the country lost its mind. And Napier lost his job. He had tweeted, "All Lives Matter, every single one," in response to former Kings star DeMarcus Cousins, who asked Napier his thoughts on the Black Lives Matter movement. In an interview at the time, Napier defended himself against the notion he was denouncing the Black community and has racist views. "It makes me feel sick to my stomach because it is absolutely the opposite of who I am," he said to the NY Post. "I am 60 years old. I will let the track record of my life and what I've done for my community and what I've done. People who know me, of all races, I'll let them tell the story. I was thinking of writing a column at the time on the Jewish value of All Lives Matter, but a few friends dissuaded me, warning that I might be canceled for being a racist. Would I also lose my synagogue membership, I wondered? The summer of 2020 is when the era of performing justice reached its peak. Everything was about optics. Millions were poured into the Black Lives Matter movement from companies eager to show off their justice virtues. BLM logos were flashed everywhere, from storefronts to company websites to front lawns, as many Americans wanted to show they were on the right side of history. Black Lives Matter had permeated the cultural discourse, becoming a rallying cry at demonstrations around the world and posted all over sporting events. The movement became so ubiquitous the legacy media had to use kid gloves when covering the summer riots that resulted in more than $1 billion in property damage, injury and attacks on police. So, you can imagine that a column about the Jewish value of All Lives Matter would have been a terrible optic. Meanwhile, while these optics of justice were making all the noise, a different reality was slowly taking shape. Questions were being raised about how BLM was using donation funds. A report in 2022 from Sean Campbell of Columbia's Journalism School detailed how BLM Global Network Foundation bought a $6 million home in Southern California with donor money. Most disheartening, perhaps, was the realization that BLM was not helping the people it was supposed to help, the blacks of the inner cities, who were suffering the most under reckless calls to defund the police. The point is this, and it is a timeless one: showing off is not a substitute for helping out. The radio station that fired Grant Napier for expressing the sentiment that All Lives Matter was showing off. I guarantee you his firing did nothing to help the blacks of Sacramento. Today, the ruthless cancel culture that led to Napier's firing is cowering. If someone came after me for writing that All Lives Matter, I assure you I would call the police and take them to court. I'm not alone. A Pew study from June 2023 reported that support for the Black Lives Matter movement has dropped considerably from its peak in 2020. If 2020 was the year that Black Lives Matter went mainstream, 2024 was the year it died, Nesreen Malik wrote last year in The Guardian. Quietly, without even the customary whimper, the trappings of diversity so frantically sought and flamboyantly brandished after those protests 4 years ago are being discarded. Like so many of the promises and pledges of the pandemic era, those of its accompanying racial equality movement have been swallowed whole by reality. This doesn't mean that Americans are racists. It means that more and more people are seeing through the easy optics that mark our social media era, when social activism is reduced to a clever rant on TikTok. Those ranters themselves must surely be the first ones to see through their faux activism. It's quite possible that for certain people, saying, "All Lives Matter," may have a racial undertone. But to automatically assume that it does and call for someone's firing is not justice. It's censorship that undermines the foundational values of our country. It also undermines the Jewish value, which teaches that all lives matter, and more importantly, that it's not just a slogan. Rather, it's a principle we must apply regardless of religion, ethnicity, or skin color. And that includes an unknown radio announcer in Sacramento.